Freak.
I hate backwards. Because you always got to bite your tip. Pause. But peace and blessings. You know who I am, one and only, Papito. But you may know me as Lens Bias. And this is my show, my podcast, my little humble abode. I get to talk my shit. It's Friday, May 21st. Damn, May almost over. How the fuck is we in June already? God damn it. Well, I just want to say good morning, good afternoon, good evening. You know, whenever you get the opportunity to listen, appreciate you slide through. Welcome to Papito'sville. I know that shit got to be confusing, right? Like, damn, name of the show is Lens Bias. My name is Len, but I keep walking with y'all to Papito'sville. So it's like Papito'sville is my little head space. That's where, like, it's like a little town up there just working. And it's like, basically, reality before reality becomes reality. But yeah, welcome to Papito'sville. Sit back, grab some Kool-Aid, pass me the ashtray. We about to get high and start the show. So today, I gotta cut this motherfucker. Today we're gonna talk about apologies and apologizing. Unless you're an asshole, like a true asshole, we all have had to apologize for something. You know, nobody's perfect. We all make mistakes. We all overreact sometimes. And it's just like, matter of fact, I'm gonna start by giving you the definition of apologize. Not apology, but apologize. Because that's an act, of course. An apology is an actual apology. I don't know. We're going to look that up, too. But the definition of apologize is to express regret for something that one has done wrong. So that means you did some shit. You might feel bad about it right afterwards. You might have felt bad about it the next day. It might have been a year, a few years that went by. But it's important to apologize because not only is it acknowledging a mistake you may have made or, you know, a problem you may have caused, it also is a release from self. So let's, you know, jump into it because, like I said, we all have our asshole moments and shit, and we tend to overact. I was about to say interact, but we tend to overact when we interact with people. And I know me personally, like, I had the worst tipper in the world and shit. And not necessarily apologizing to people, but my temper, it would lead me to having to forgive people for the dumb shit they was doing. Because y'all know me already. Back in the day, oh no, man. All right, I'll give a perfect example. I was one of those road ragers. Catch me in traffic, you cut me off, or you do some dumb shit, I will pull you out your car and kick your ass. Like, I ain't gonna shoot you. I ain't one of those morons and shit. I just wanted to kick your ass. You know, sometimes life has to kick you in your ass. And I felt like life sent me to kick motherfuckers in their ass. But I would definitely, like, I had people, you know, like, run through a light and hit my car. And I'm punching them in their head and shit like that through their window as we argue. Or I had a dude cut me off in traffic. So I cut him back off and made him get out. He didn't want to get out the car. So his homeboy wanted to get out the car. I whooped his ass in front of some little seafood spot and shit on Baltimore Ave. Or Baltimore Pike. I don't know. Once you get in the county, it changes. But I got to a point where I had to realize, oh, not that these people needed to apologize or no shit like that, but I had to forgive these people because you can't expect people to move how you move. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't expect for people to have the same type of mentality or, how can I say, attitude towards life or just the same morals and shit that you have. So I had to learn that, yo, there's some real asshole people in the world. And I know that because I'm one of them. I just, you know, I do have some humility and respect for others. So it's like, I try to do the right thing. But I notice there's a lot of people in the world that don't. And why would I put myself in harm's way or why I throw away any of my positive energy or throw away any of my time focusing on fucking with somebody that's a moron? It's not worth it. So I had to learn how to forgive people and shit because my temper would flare up. And I've always had this thing, like I did not get better with my temper until I literally hit my 30s, and not even my early 30s. I'm still in my early 30s, fuck I'm talking about. But yeah, once I got in my 30s, that's when I started to realize, yo, you got to start forgiving people. You got to start letting shit go. You can't hold grudges. You can't, all that's bad energy to be holding on to. So you just got to, sometimes when somebody do some shit, you just got to be like, you know what? Shit happens. Like, I'll give you a perfect example. Because, like, everybody, nobody's perfect. We all make mistakes. So me and my dad and shit, I had to forgive my dad because I had to forgive him and kind of apologize, but we'll get into that. But I had to forgive him because, we had a rocky relationship growing up. Like most, black males, black father and sons and shit, we ain't spent a lot of time together. And, not that I resented him for that. I resented, like, yo, you didn't prepare me to be a man and shit. So I wouldn't even fuck with him and shit. But it wasn't until, I had children, I was like, all right, I can't be this way. I have to forgive this man. He apologized and everything, and it made things. Once he apologized and once I forgave him, it led us to a place where we could start building instead of focusing on the negative. Because like 1 year, I got the kids and shit. I didn't let grudges go. I'm like, yo, let's take the kids and go see my dad. Me and my girl and shit. At the time, we ain't together no more. But I'm like, yo, let's take the kids to go see my dad and shit. Excuse me. And I get down there. My dad was in the Air Force and shit. So he was living on the Air Force base. So I drive down to Maryland. It was even Maryland or DC, but I drive down there, right? I'm thinking, like, you know what? I'd have forgave this dude. Good karma gonna come from that. And mind you, it's Christmas. It's like Christmas weekend or some shit like that, a couple years ago. So I step foot on base, right? And as soon as I get these motherfuckers my ID, they like, yeah, just give us a couple minutes. We just checking everything. I knew something was up then. Then they be like, yo, can you pull over here real quick? We just want you to come in and sign in. So I go in the little building on the base and shit where you got signed in at. Boom, they got the police waiting for me. Police put me in handcuffs and shit. Like, yeah, you got an old warrant from Maryland. Mind you, this warrant is like 5, 6 years old. They like, you got an old warrant. It's still open. Bam. I'm talking about like, this like Christmas Eve. They take me to jail and shit. Yep. I'm with my girl, my kids, my dad, his family, and I get locked up. Christmas Eve weekend and shit. I wonder what year that was. It had to be like 2014, maybe. So boom, I'm in a little joint or whatever, and I'm just thinking to myself the whole. I think I spent like 3 days in there. Yeah, we went down there on the Friday, and I didn't get out till Sunday night. So I was locked up Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But that's when I made bail on Sunday. But the whole time I was in there, I was thinking. At that moment, I'm thinking, man, this is some bullshit. Look at me. I'm trying to do the right thing. I forgave a person, and the karma coming back on me like. In not a good way. And that was my only thought. Like, man, if I didn't come down here, if I just said, fuck that nigga, I wouldn't be in this position. But as the years went on and I think back on that time, it's like, no, those were the steps that had to happen. Me forgiving my dad led to me, interacting with my dad. Did lead to me being locked up, but it also led to me correcting my license and shit. Because it wasn't nothing but some traffic shit I had warrants for. But the ability for me to forgive him led to the betterment of my life. And it's just like apologies and forgiveness, they go hand in hand and shit, man. Yeah, one got to do, well, excuse me, one has to do one thing, the other person has to do the other, but they're an integral part of life because if you don't forgive people and you hold shit in, it does nothing but destroy you. It don't destroy them. Most people, they're going to go ahead about their day, go ahead about their lives, and they're not thinking. Or even concerning themselves with the problems that you are going through. So to be able to forgive somebody, they don't even know they did for something they don't even know they did, takes the stress off of you. Because most times, if a person did something right, and then say they ain't noticed their actions, say they fucked you over, pissed you off, whatever. Say you forgive them, right? they're gonna fuck around and do it to either you again or somebody else. And that's where, you know, you can correct the behavior. Like, yo, this something that it ain't new. This something that you do regularly and shit, and it's not okay. But the ability to forgive somebody, it releases it from you. It's not your problem anymore. And same thing goes, I don't say no seed in here. Smell crazy. Same thing goes for apologizing. When you apologize, it releases it. It takes the, I'll give you a perfect example, right? Me and my examples. So me and my ex, right? I was dating this girl. This had to be like, what, 2011, 12? I'm trying to leave the crib. She in the crib tripping one day. We was living together. So she in there tripping. I'm like, yo, I'm out. I'm going for a walk. She lose her shit. She lose her shit. Start throwing shit. So I just try to get out the door and shit. I get out the door. I get to the hallway. And, you know, she's a thick woman. So she got a little weight to it, a little strength to it. So she pressed me against the hallway and shit. Like, as I'm getting out the door, she pushed me up against the wall. You're not going nowhere, this and that. She tried to get, you know, physical with a nigga. So my first thought is, yo, just get away. Like, if I got to jump over a banister, just get away from this crazy bitch. Excuse my language. But I was like, yeah, I just got to get away from this crazy bitch. But, you know, she just kept going at it, you know, grabbing me and shit, gripping me up, trying to fuck me up. Just, you know, I guess she thought I was going to leave at that point. Like, oh, I'm leaving. I'm never coming back. So in her mind, it was like, well, shit, I fight the nigga before I lose the nigga. So she started, like, trying to fuck me up. She was fighting me like I was I am an old-ass nigga, but she was fighting me like she was a nigga. And I got to a point, I'm like, yo, you tripping. First of all, you're like a good 230. You're like a good 230, and your hits ain't sweet. She was hitting harder than most niggas I fought in my life. Maybe because I wasn't defending myself, but I got to that point, I was like, no, I ain't just going to let you sit here and fuck me up. So I started gripping her up, and we going back and forth, we fighting and all this shit. And at the time, I was pissed off, yo. I was pissed off. But this is how pissed off I was. So all this shit, when it started, I was kind of packing up to leave. If we're going to be honest, I was packing up to leave. I had all my shit packed up, but she didn't know that. But when she came into the crib, before, you know, we start arguing, I had packed my shit up and put it, like, next to the door and shit, like trash bags. So when she came in, we did the arguing, all that shit. We fought. She takes the trash bags and put them outside for trash and shit. So now I'm ready to leave. I'm looking for my bag. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? And she leaves the crib. So I'm thinking she did it intentionally. I know this motherfucker ain't stole the bag with all my stuff in it. So I'm looking for my bag. I can't find it. I take all her clothes and put that shit in the trash bag. Wasn't driving back then. My license was suspended or some shit. And I took the clothes, right? And me and my homegirl, we riding on the highway. And I'm like, yo, pass me the, or I grabbed the bag or some shit. And I just started letting dresses fly off the highway and hills and all that shit. Long story short, I had to acted like an asshole. But I apologized to her. I had to hit her up. Or I think we sat down and talked, and I was like, yo, I apologize, not because, you know, I apologize for my part that I played. Because no matter what she did, I didn't have to let that influence my decision. I could always say, you know what, this is a route you want to take. I'm just not with it. I'm just trying to get myself out of here safely. But I decided to be petty. But through apologizing that, we didn't mend the relationship, like get back together, but we were able to forgive each other and move on and still be friends and shit. And that's really not easy, especially when it, you know, shit get physical, yo. But the ability to apologize, it was like, I don't want to say I had bad karma from the situation, but I just knew that through apologizing and being sincere about it and really realizing my faults in the situation, because I was cheating. That's what the whole situation had. I was cheating. We argued about that. I'm getting ready to pack my shit up. She snapped. Got into a fight. Blase, blase. Nobody got arrested or no crazy shit, but I just realized, like, having that on my heart and having that in my mind, it hurt me. It was hurting. Like, damn, that's not who I am. I'm not the type of nigga that be in fights with girls and shit. I'm not a nigga that just be out here throwing people clothes on the highway. Like, I acted real immature and shit. But when after I apologized, it was like I felt the release of that energy come off me. I felt like it was self-healing because I don't know, it was something on my mind that I didn't feel okay about. Like, I've done a lot of shit in my life. I fucked up many of times. Like, I made many of mistakes and had to apologize for them. But apologizing for that shit, it was just like, I knew that wasn't who I am. I knew I was really out of character. And after apologizing, it felt like I started to self-heal. It felt like, because when you do some shit and you don't correct the action, that shit stay with you. I fixed the blunt. That's why I hate backwoods. They always are rambling. But yeah, like I was saying, when you do some shit and you don't correct that shit, it stay with you. You think about that shit. We've all done some fucked up shit, and it's right there in the back of our mind always. They just creep up every once in a while. I'm like, hey, remember that shit you did? I remember one time I robbed a nigga, right? Don't worry, I ain't going to jail for none of these stories. These are all true, but I can't go to jail for these. So I robbed a nigga, right? He was a drug dealer in Baltimore. I got my man's shotgun and shit. My man had this broken shotgun. Like, it would just break apart in these two pieces. But he used to use it for robberies, and I took it from him. So I'm in Baltimore and shit. I hit the weed, man. I'm about to rob him for like an ounce or two. Petty shit. I had to be like 19, 20, probably. No, I probably was like 21. Yeah, dumbass shit. But I robbed him and shit. I had him come out the crib with the shit. Gun fall apart. Gun fall apart. We just staring at each other. I'm like, all right, I'm gonna just take this shit and leave. But like, I've done my fair of dumb shit. But there's some shit that you do in life that, until you correct it, until you apologize for it, you always gonna have that bad karma, yo, on some real shit. That's why I go through life now, just trying to carry good energy and, one, trying to stay away from negative energy, but two, also learning to move on from shit, not hold on to shit. If somebody done something wrong to me, I don't gotta react in a fucked up manner. If anything, you gotta take time to process the things that happened to you and go on. That's why journaling and shit like that is so important, like reflection. And I'm not saying like you gotta be some person out here, apologizing to everybody and shit all day long, calling exes and calling old friends, and you ain't gotta do all that shit. But I guarantee is one thing in everybody's life they know they did wrong, and if they got the ability to do it, because some the person that you might have wronged, they might be dead. Person that wronged you might be dead. They might be incapacitated and they can't apologize or they can't forgive you. But it's important to do those two things, to apologize and forgive, because it's like, do you really want to go through your life? Do you really want to be 80 years old? Like, damn, if I didn't do that one thing, my life would be different. No, you did it. And then once you own up to it, that's what I realized. Like, when you own up to the shit you do, it's easier than just trying to be like, well, fuck it, it happened and I ain't even gonna talk about it. No, you may not talk about it, but it's there in your mind. It's stuck there in your mind. And that ain't gonna go nowhere. Unless you decide to accept it. Better your actions, better yourself, apologize or forgive whoever then did you wrong. But holding on to shit ain't the answer. Being mad at a nigga or a bitch that did something to you 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 1 year ago, that shit ain't the answer. Like, it's like, why hold on to that negativity? If you hold on to it's like negativity is like a piece of hot steak. If you hold on to it, yeah, it's yours, but it's gonna burn you. Maybe that ain't the best analogy, but yeah, negativity is like, it's like holding on to like a hot coal or anything hot. It's in your possession. You holding it, but it's gonna burn you. And that's why you gotta let it go. So, for example, today, somebody do some dumb shit, just forgive him. Whether you say it to him, whether you just say it to you in his head, just forgive the person. Don't get upset. Don't overreact. Don't cuss nobody out. Just forgive the person. Somebody cut you off in traffic, forgive them, man. Somebody forget to call you back, forgive them. Somebody stole your lunch, just forgive them. Somebody fuck your girl, don't forget that nigga or her. You get revenge on both of them. I'm kidding. But nah, that's what life is. If anybody, like, I be thinking, like, all right, I got into this fight. And the niggas that I got into a fight with, I see them all the time. And it's like, they still upset about the fight. Me, I'm living my best life. I'm out here looking good, smelling good, dressing good, feeling good. Shit, tasting good if you want to taste it. But, females only. But I had to realize, like, damn, these niggas are, they holding on to that shit. They holding on to that negativity, that misery. They standing on the street corner looking at me, enjoying my best life and shit. Come up, driving, blasting some music, having a great time. But just the simple fact that they holding on to the negativity, they can't even get no money on the block. Because don't nobody want to fuck with them. They just want to be around everybody that's having a good time. And that's usually where I'm at. So I had to realize, you know, some people going to hold on to negativity. But I ain't going to be one of them people. Because that shit can only destroy your life. So if it's somebody out there you need to apologize, go ahead and knock that shit out. Go ahead, sit down, take time and realize, all right, you know what? They did this, but this is what I did. Maybe they did this to me, but this is the part that I played in. And apologize for that shit, man. Because the longer you hold that shit on, I ain't going to do no justice for your life. And this is coming from King Revenge, King Petty. Like, it was a point in my life I lived for revenge. I would just lay in the bed and think about how I was going to get revenge on people. Get revenge on the world, honestly. I was like, I don't know if you ever watched Game of Thrones, but I was like, what's baby girl name? Arya. I would just lay in the bed and name people. I'm going to get you back. Coach Thompson, I'm going to get you. The nigga that punched me in the lunch line in fourth grade, I'm going to get that nigga back when I see him. The nigga that stole my umbrella in kindergarten, oh, that nigga's dead. That used to be me. I used to be King Petty, always seeking revenge. But then I realized, why am I spending so much time thinking about other people when I can spend that time thinking about how to make my life better, or actually making my life better? It's not worth it, spending time upset with somebody else. Forgive them and let that shit go, or apologize and let that shit go. Or you can do what I do and just smoke weed. That helps too. But yeah, man. You know, I just want us all to carry good energy, enjoy our lives and shit, and let whatever got us fucked up, got us upset, let that shit go. If you got to forgive somebody, forgive them. You got to apologize, and then go on and live your best life. Don't dwell on shit. Don't hold that shit up. If you need to go ahead and have a conversation with somebody about the way you feel about a situation, go ahead. Have a respectful conversation. But all the arguing and fighting and negativity, it's never worth it. It's never the answer. It only makes life more difficult. We here to enjoy our life. We're here to enjoy the good energy, enjoy this beautiful world. Yet, we argue, we fight, we cut each other off in traffic, we kill, we go to war. None of that shit is worth it. We gotta learn to apologize and forgive and understand that we all just human beings, man. We all make mistakes. We all assholes that make mistakes. But when you're able to forgive or apologize, it's like erasing the board. It's like somebody writing fuck 1,000 times on the board. But when you apologize or you forgive, it's like erasing the board. Then you got a fresh slate. Start clean. Do something new. But holding the negativity, and that shit ain't going to do nothing for me or you. But yeah, that's the podcast for today. I got another portion of the podcast. I might drop it. It's still early. I might have to do this. I might have to do the podcast. We're going to see. So if it's a part two to this podcast, if this podcast seems a little longer than usual, like the next part, that's because I felt like doing something special for y'all. I got this thing I want to start doing on Fridays, you know, show love to people. So I'm about to go do that. Appreciate you listening. Lens Bias, a.k.a. Papito. You're always welcome in Papitoville. Peace.